Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Mia from Capital One on a recorded line. I'm from Capital One. And before we proceed, this call may be recorded or monitored for quality purposes. So, Aviana, we have a common customer on the other line. In fact, he would like to verify charge on his Capital One credit card from your company. Is it okay if we'll do a three-way call?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Please hold on. Thank you for waiting, Mr. Satchel.
Yes.
We now have a specialist from the merchant. Her name is Aviana. And yeah, I advise her for verification purposes of the charge. So, Aviana, do you have any verification information that you need to ask from the customer? Go ahead.
Okay, can I have her zip code?
32159.
First and last name.
Donald Satchel, Satchell. This was on my wife's card, Diane Satchel.
Thank you. I see an I'm sorry.
DIANNE, yeah.
So I see an account here matching a wife's name. Could you verify you guys' address?
1840 East Schwartz Boulevard, Lady Lake, Florida, 32159.
All right, thank you for that. So there is a purchase here matching your name. Let's see
What was
here.
it for?
It was for our foot massager. It was made on the 2nd of March for $7.95, and then $67.32 was for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club. They are the company that supplies that foot massager.
Yeah, I think both of those charges are fraudulent.
Okay, so would you like to report this account as fraud?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I can go ahead and get this account notated for you and get you transferred over to our fraud department. Just give me one second to notate the account and I can go ahead and get you transferred over.
Okay.
So give me one second, sir. I'm almost done notating the account.
Right.
So I did go ahead and notate the account for you. Is there anything else I can do before I transfer you over?
Nope, that's all.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to go ahead and get you
Thank you.
transferred over now.
Okay, so we'll be waiting for someone to answer that from their fraud department, okay?
Okay, so if they refund it, will I still have to get new cards, or how are we going to do that?
For us to, help you avoid being charged again.